The miracles of Jesus. Let's go with it. Here we go, Rod. You got to push me now, baby. When thinking of miracles, what we're talking about, remember some things. God's Word is the ultimate what? Instead of looking, yeah, praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on. Well, I need me a miracle. How about the miracle that you have God's holy Word in your house, in your hands? You can hide it in your heart. God's Word, God actually breathed the living Word through men. They wrote it down. That's what the Bible says. Holy men of God were moved as the Holy Ghost came upon them, and we have the living Word of God. Amen? You need to believe like that, think like that, not go, well, you know, it's just written by men. There's a lot of errors. You know why people say that? Because they don't read it, and they're just trying to make excuses for their lazy butt. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Sorry. The greatest miracle, one of the greatest miracles, is that you have the Word of the living God. Amen. Come on. For the Word of God is quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than a what? Piercing even to the dividing asunder of your soul and your spirit. It goes down into the joints and the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Amen. Isn't it crazy how you can take the Word of God in a crisis situation, or whatever the situation might be, or wisdom that you need, and the Word of God can speak truth into your life. Isn't that incredible? Say, or bring peace when you've lost the person that you love the most on this planet. The Word of the living God can come in and bring peace. Are you hearing me? Are you talking miracles or what? Say. So remember that. And also remember that it's the ultimate truth. Always let the Word of God, when people say miracles, or even you in your mind think miracles, always you make sure that the Word of God is ultimate truth. If you ever have, quote, a miracle that disagrees with the Word of God, guess who I'm going to say is wrong? You. Amen. Because God ain't. You hearing me? Keep that straight in your life. Otherwise, people will take advantage of you. They'll get you, send them all kinds of money on TV so you can get your little handkerchief. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? I'm just warning you. Are you hearing me? Come on. Jesus Christ acknowledged that many would claim to do wonderful works in His name, that He did not what? He said that. Come on. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, well, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out devils and in your name do many wonderful works or miracles? Say, did we not do all that? And Jesus is going to profess unto them, I never what? Knew you. Depart from me, you that work what? Iniquity. So when we're talking about miracles, not trying to downplay miracles, they just try to look at them from a scriptural point of view this morning. But just remember, many are going to come and do things that aren't things that God's authorizing. Okay? That's why it's so important to keep the Word straight. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive even who? The very who? You think a lot of Christian folk are deceived by some things they see? Yes or no? Sure they are. Sure we are. A lot of stuff going on out there. Okay? Oh, wait a minute. Satan himself is even involved in miracle-working wonders in order to do what? You think Satan's involved in miracle-working wonders because he loves you? No. To deceive. He's a liar. He deceives. Okay? He wants to eat your lunch. He goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. What's the Bible say? For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the what? Apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing. It is no great thing. But wait a minute, I saw this happen. It is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of what? Whose end shall be according to their works. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Okay? That's the greatest thing you'll ever receive, Well, I want this miracle. I want that miracle. How about receive the love of Jesus Christ? How about receive God's one and only Son? How about receive truth? How about be saved? How about be born again? How about have your sins washed away? Is that a little miracle or a pretty big deal? Say. See, that's the big granddaddy of all miracles right there. Amen. Come on. Now, when thinking of miracles, we're talking about miracles this morning. Have I put you to sleep yet? Hang in here. You better stay awake. We might talk about you. Sorry. Here we go. One of the main purposes of Jesus' miracles was to authenticate, when he was here on this earth, the message and the messenger. That was one of his main purposes when he was here on this earth, when he did miracles. It wasn't the main purpose by any means, but it was one of them, to authenticate the message and the messenger. Now, a lot of people try to do that today, and they try to reenact things that Jesus did. That's a big problem. Did you hear me, yes or no? It's funny how many people claim to do miracles today on television and stuff like that, and they always have to go to third world countries where we can't see it. How'd that work? Say, are y'all listening to me or not? Yeah, we were on a mission trip. Yeah, it is. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying everything's wrong. I'm saying, why can't it happen at the Walmart? Say, why does it have to happen when the cameras are rolling all the time or we're all gathered together in the church house? I mean, that ain't the way Jesus did it, was it? Say, he was out there in the public. He was out there with the folk. Right? Yes or no? Just think about that stuff a little bit. Talking about miracles. So one of the main purposes of Jesus' miracles when he was on this earth was to authenticate his message and himself. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. They were trying to trap him. They were trying to kill him. Always trying to trick him. Jesus answered them, I told you and you didn't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they do what? They bear witness of me. Why you need me to say something again so you can get down on paper down there, Jack? Hadn't you seen the things I've done in my Father's name? Don't they bear witness of me? Say, sure they do. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not what? Oh, there's a lot of miracles. We have a hard enough time having the Bible we got. If the things that Jesus did and all the things that could be written about him were written, the Bible says the libraries of the world couldn't contain it. Amen? Oh, he did lots of miracles. But these are written. Why are these written, Jesus? Why did you write these? That you might what? That you might what? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Is that correct? Sure it is. That you might believe that Jesus is the who? The Christ, the Son of God. And that believing, you might have what? This is what it's all about. That you have what? Life. See, God wants you to have life. That's why miracles happen. That's why this happens, certainly. He wants you to have life. That's the greatest of all miracles that you have. How many think the breath, just breathing, is like the greatest miracle in your life? Wouldn't you think that's a pretty big deal, just getting up this morning and try to do this on your own? Try to make that up. Amen? You know, they still can't make blood. You think with everything people can make, they could make blood. Why can't you just make blood, give people blood, and they can live? Well, because life is in the what? And God created life, so nobody can just go make blood. Now, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a doctor or a nurse, but I think if they could make it, they wouldn't have the blood bank bus out there. Do you say? You hearing me? It's all about life. Jesus, he gave you life physically. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, but he also wants to give you life spiritually. That's the important thing in your life, that you are born again, that you know Christ, that you have everlasting life. Why miracles? So you can have stories to tell? No, so that you can have life. Amen? Say. And once you get life, your eyes open. It takes a while, like some hardheads like me, it takes a while to see God working, but he works, doesn't he? Amen? Come on. So, that you might have life through his name. Let's keep looking. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. Not going to give the story back in John 3. He was a ruler of the Jews. This is what he said. He came to Jesus by night. He said unto him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God. Watch this last part. For no man can do these what? that you do except God be what? With him. So that was a draw for Jesus. That was authenticating his message. Okay? But his was genuine. He didn't have to make stuff up. Did you hear me? Yes or no? He didn't have to have somebody in the audience with a headpiece, you know, he had a lady on the third row in the back. And, you know, Jesus didn't play that kind of game mess. Did you hear me say? Did you hear me? Yes or no? Come on. False miracles inauthenticate and invalidate the message and the what? Why don't you say that with me? This is very important. It'll give you insight. It'll give you insight to why the world says to the church, you're full of bull. It's why they say the church is full of hypocrites. It's one of the reasons they say it. Say it with me. False miracles inauthenticate and invalidate the. Are you kidding me? If I could heal you, I'd never sleep. If I could heal you, I wouldn't roll up the trailers when we leave here today. As soon as I got done here, I'd go to the nursing home. Then I'd go to the hospital. I'd go to everywhere I could. And you'd say, my pastor died because he would never sleep. If I thought I could do something to take cancer from somebody or to see a little blind boy made whole and he could see again. Are you kidding me? I would do it all the time. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Come on. Wish I could. Amen? I'm not going to get in an argument with you today on, well, do miracles happen? No, they definitely happen. I'm really big time against people inauthenticating miracles. Making up miracles or whatever they do, because it inauthenticates the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the biggest crime. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Come on. The miracles of Jesus. It's like you rolled in here this day and I'm talking against miracles. No, I'm not. I'm just giving you some truth this morning. Now, there is variety and diversity in the miracles that who? Jesus performed. Now, the next service, we're talking about the miracles of fellowship. So I believe in miracles, and you're going to see a bunch of them if you want to look at them in the next hour. But right now, we're talking about Jesus. And I'm not going to give them all, but I'm going to have Roger put them up for us. There were physical healing miracles that Jesus performed. And we did the research, and you can go online. You can check out every one of these if you want to, and you can check out even more. So there were physical healing miracles. So Jesus had variety and diversity in his miracles. Is that correct? Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes if you watch TV or whatever, it seems like all miracles are physical healing. Physical healing, physical healing, physical healing. Get your healing, get your healing, get your miracle, get your miracle. But Jesus, man, he had a panoply of miracles he performed. Physical healing was one. Spiritual healing. Look at all these. He dealt with a lot of people that were full of the devil. Did you hear me? Yes or no? He dealt with a lot of people that were known to be full of the devil. And they were delivered by the power of God. Amen. Say. And they were changed. And they were different. So spiritual healings he performed. Emotional healing miracles. Do you think to be able to be healed emotionally is a pretty big miracle? Yes or no? Say. You think that's a pretty big deal? I'd say it's a pretty big deal. Look at all these emotional healing miracles. The Samaritan woman. Been married 5 times, living with the 6. She had a real problem with relationships, didn't she? Sure she did. Jesus met her where she was. How about the sinful woman in Luke 7, who was a prostitute, I believe? An adulterous woman. Zacchaeus the crook. Remember all these people that he dealt with? He dealt with some people with some serious emotional and even mental issues. Amen? And when he touched them, when he healed them, when he had time with them, they were delivered. Amen? Material miracles. This is also something we see a lot today in the church and on television, things like that. You can get a big crowd if you can tell the crowd, come and you're going to get rich. Did you hear me? Yes or no? See, I shoot myself in there to foot at fellowship a lot of times because I don't teach that. I'm not going to teach an American message. If it's not good for the world, why am I going to teach it? Amen? If you can be rich, if you come, well, why can't the folks that are believers in Christ in Africa and other parts of the world all they have is a bowl of rice to eat. It's got to be more than money that God's talking about. Are y'all listening or not? Say, it's got to be more than that, guys. Since when did the gospel of Jesus Christ just become an American gospel? Are y'all hearing me? Did I lose you again? You just think about that sometime. But there were material miracles, and there's material miracles today, and there's material miracles in our lives, flat out. Matter of fact, the Bible teaches this. Every good and perfect gift comes from who? From God. Comes down from the Father of lights. Everything you have is a material miracle. Living in this country, you didn't found this country. Well, my granddaddy knew somebody. That ain't you. But you live here, man, don't you say? You were born. You had a mom or daddy. The education you have today. Maybe it was somebody somewhere influenced your life, man. And you have what you have today. That's a miracle, isn't it? Say. You hear me today? But I want you to see, that's not what it's all about, though. Do you see the diversity in Jesus' miracles? Yes or no? Okay. I hope you're still with me. Because that material miracle stuff, that's a real winner right there. You can get a crowd on that one. Natural phenomenon miracles. Jesus performed those. I mean, all these folks during the miracle, I just beat me at the beach and go walk on the water. How about that? I'll believe. You go out there and just jog across that water. Make that up. Are you hearing me? I'm being ugly today, ain't I? It'll be on the radio. They'll hate us. No, they won't. Maybe. I back it up. Okay. Calming stormy seas. Every miracle. Withering of the fig tree, restoring a severed ear. These are natural phenomenon things that Jesus did. Remember, if everything was written, the libraries of the world couldn't contain it, right? Yes or no? These are written so you might believe. How many does it take for you to believe?
Well, if I could just like get me like 9 more.
I believe he's got a lot of them in the book for you to believe that he's the Son of the living God. Amen? Come on. So the miracles of God, Jesus Christ, that's who he is, are varied and what? Diverse. Now let's keep going. They're not just physical. Keep going. They're not just spiritual. They're not just emotional. They're not just material. They're not just natural. They are all this and even what? They're even more, guys. But I want you to see something. Certainly the Lord spoke to my heart and in my own mind, and when I'm reading the scriptures and when I look at my world today, all the miracles of Jesus are all about who? Say it again. They're all about. Did you know Jesus didn't do miracles to take advantage of people? He did miracles to help people. I think in ministry in general, if we kept that in mind, why are you doing what you do? Do you do it to help people or to take advantage of people? Yes or no? Say. Amen. All of his miracles were about people. Check them out sometime. And as you look at the different miracles of Jesus, see if they ain't somebody real close by. You see what I'm saying? It's all about people, man. Let's talk about Jesus' miracles. Let's go a little further. How are we doing, Raj? We're halfway through? Thank you, buddy. Jesus did not publicize his miracles to create what? Or? Well, that should be the big one right there. That should be a hello, hello, hello. Publicizing your miracles to create a sensational response or to get you a fat paycheck? Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? Guys, some of you need to hear this. I don't know where you're from or what you've heard, but you need to hear truth. He didn't do that at all. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Notice they followed him. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy, this stuff that was eating his flesh, right down to his bones, was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, say this with me, see thou tell no. Boy, that's a lot different than today, ain't it? Tell everybody, get them out of here, yeah, man. Come on. But go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer your gift that Moses commanded for a what? A testimony unto them. I can see Jesus today healing people and saying, go back to the church. Go back to the church and show them what a real miracle looks like. Yeah, you offer your gift there. Show them your testimony there. He's funny. He didn't say go to the world. Go back to the church. Because they got sort of screwed up. The man answered. Now, this is the man born blind from his birth in John 9. Okay? Here's what this man said after they tried to get him to get Jesus and all this kind of stuff. They tried to use him and even his mom and daddy, if you read the story. The man answered and said unto them, to the Pharisees, to the ones trying to trap Jesus, why herein is it a marvelous thing that you don't know from where this man is or where he is? Or where he comes from and anything. Yet, he's opened my eyes. Here's the point. You coming to me? You coming to me to find this joker? I was just blind for 30 minutes ago. And he's been out here doing this stuff. Are you kidding me? It's amazing to me. You don't know where he is. And you coming to the blind man that just got some sight. But seriously, will you get on with the program here? You hearing me? He didn't publicize. Nothing wrong with at all. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Is that what he said? Sure he did. We need to do that. We need to get the message out. Sure. But it's interesting. He didn't use miracles. He didn't really use his miracles. It did authenticate his message, and it validated the messenger for sure. But he didn't use that. He didn't tell people, go tell everybody. Go tell everybody. You know what I'm saying? Okay? Now, he might have said that a couple of times, but that was not the way he worked. Jesus healed many different kinds of infirmities with special attention for those who were what? In hopeless situations. Did you know Jesus seemed to specifically care for people that had no hope? He didn't prey upon the hopeless. He helped the hopeless. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? That's what he did. Now, when Jesus did a miracle, there was no what? There's no doubt about it. There was no doubt about it when Jesus did a miracle. Okay? Jesus performed no what? Partial healings. Now, I know I'm being a little ugly. I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to tell the truth. But things on TV, oh, they've been healed. They've been healed, and they're still limping going out. How's that happen? That's not Jesus had no partial healings, guys. When Jesus healed, the people were what? Say it with me. Made whole. What I'm trying to do is get you to stop putting your focus on man and get your focus on Jesus. How about that? Say, you want to go right? You want some miracles? Go to him. How about that? Go right to him. Bypass Gary. Go right past Gary. Go right to Jesus. Amen? You hear me? And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee, went up into a mountain, sat down there. He's wore out. Great multitudes came unto him. They wouldn't leave him alone. Having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And they cast them down at Jesus' feet. His mama, his grandmama, here's my baby, here's this, here's that. They just threw them at his feet. And Jesus what? Healed them. Now watch this. Insomuch that the multitude wondered. They wondered. The crowd was there. They wondered. When they saw the dumb do what? They're not going, No, they did. They were talking. And the maimed were made whole. And the lame, they actually did what? They what? And the blind, Shazam, they get to what? Yeah, because that's when Jesus heals. And they glorified who? The God of Israel, not some man. It's interesting. He was the Son of the living God, but somehow the glory still went to God. Isn't that crazy? Because that's what he lived for. Jesus Christ lived to glorify his Father. Did you know that? That was the biggest thing for him all. Father, you receive all the glory, all the credit. Amen? Jesus never failed at any miracle that he attempted to do. You won't find he didn't fail at a miracle. He was at his hometown in Nazareth, remember? They wanted him to put on a little show. He said, a prophet's without honor in his own country And not many miracles did he do there. Wasn't about show. That should be enough scripture right there for us to not do that. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Say. No question was ever raised. No question was ever raised. This is insanity. No question was ever raised in scripture about the genuineness of any of the healing miracles that Jesus did. How about that? Say. You think there's lots of questions raised about what people do today? Yes or no? Yes, they are. And you know they're raised a lot by the world and the lost. Here Jesus had people hunting him down like a dog, trying to catch him at every corner, trying to trick him and trap him and ultimately kill him. That was their goal. And buddy, they had lawyers, they were trained, they were this, they were that. They knew the scriptures inside out, one side down the other, and they did not find. We do not see recorded in scripture where after Jesus got done with somebody, they could question it. Isn't that incredible? Say. Don't you want to go to Him? Isn't that what it's making you want to do? Say.
Making me want to go to Him, baby.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in who, should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved and valued people so much that He gave His one and only Son to die for them so they could be saved. That's how much He valued people. You know, God is not into the business of pulling the wool over people's eyes. God hates it when us ministers in His name take advantage of people. Are you hearing me? He values people so much, He gave His one and only Son. And we're going to play games? Are you kidding me? Say. So we can get something? Or look like something? Are y'all hearing me this morning? That's a loud message, ain't it? God's love is all about who? People. And God's miracles are all about what? Two. God has one agenda. You and me. Did you hear me? That's it. You don't have to be skeptical of God. When you look at His Word, God has one agenda, and it's you, man, and it's me. He don't want us to be taken advantage of. He certainly didn't do it. Amen? Miracles. What are miracles anyway? Just my words up here. Miracles are God's supernatural power. Working in the what? Of real. Miracles are God's supernatural power working in the lives of real people. That's my definition for what a miracle is. God loves loving people. How about say that with me? God loves loving people. Now, God loves sinners and He loves all kinds of people. But God loves loving on people. Amen? It's what God loves to do. I'm not done, am I? Are you serious? I'm done. That's craziness. Wow. Well, some of this, we sort of segue into another message coming up in the next hour, the miracles of fellowship. But I hope that you got an understanding, a clearer understanding today at the miracles of Jesus. You hearing me? Yes or no? Hope you also understand when you see things, just because somebody says something doesn't make it so. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And the one you really want to go to for your miracle is not me or the TV preacher. It's to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Did you hear me? Come on. Did you hear the message today? And then He gets all the glory, gets all the credit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do I believe in miracles? Absolutely. I am a miracle. I am a miracle. You hear me? Say that with me. I am a miracle. Would you say it again? I am a miracle. How many can think of one thing in your life? You're alive today or something happened in your life and you know that you're a miracle. Can I see your hand? I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle touched by the hand of the living God, Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord. Amen? Praise God. Not going to give some preacher no credit for that. I'm giving God all the credit for that. Amen? You hear me? Let's praise the Lord this morning. I could keep rambling. Amen. Come on. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let's get up.